Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Cliona Hughes is with me here on the programme today. What's the issue, Cliona?
Hi, Andrea. Listen, I was trying to get a power of attorney in place with my mother. She's recently widowed, and we thought that this is a smart thing to do. If anything happened to her, if she was in any way incapacitated, what would happen? So it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
We've decided, right, let's go and do that. And there's a new, or relatively new, process in place. So I thought, yeah, fine, this is online. I'm fairly, well up to date on forms. You know, I should be well able for this. Little did I know how difficult the process would be. I have to say, the online portal was just, nobody had obviously ever tested it as an outside individual. It was difficult to use. Small things like the names when you uploaded on the menus didn't match the names on the forms, all that kind of stuff. Very difficult. And we were thinking about it, like, we put it in place, we completed everything, went through the whole process last June, submitted it, and we just got word back in the last couple of days that they're not happy with the piece of it and we now have to go again.
Sorry, from a form submitted last June?
Yeah, like 7 months. We're thinking, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So, I mean, we can go and get it sorted.
Yeah.
We're well able to do that. But we just thought, this is very unfair. And the people that really need this are likely to be older, maybe in ill health, you know, vulnerable. It's very unfair for them to have to go through this system and all these delays. Like, what if something had happened to my mother in the interim? That would be an absolute disaster.
And you guys were sort of, you were doing this, Cliona, as a, I suppose a precautionary move, really, was it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm doing it with my husband as well. Like, we're obviously significantly younger. I won't mention my mother's age or she'll kill me. But I think it's a good thing to do. Like, I'm a financial planner myself and I advise people all the time that this is something you should do.
So this is in your remit. I mean, you're well used to form filling and all that goes with that, you know, and the bureaucracy, I suppose, around this kind of thing. It's not new to you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I would have been fairly confident in my skills, but I have to say, this has really tested me, this whole process. And we were so annoyed yesterday when we sat down looking at this again. We thought, well, there's no point in, you know, us going through the system and not trying to help in some way people coming behind us. So, you know, we have to get a bit of feedback. We have to get, we need them to look at the system from the user's perspective, not from whoever has built the system.
You see, I would have just assumed, and obviously, you know, very ignorantly, that you know, if you're looking to grant somebody as a power of attorney, that you might do that through your solicitor. But that's obviously not the case then.
Yeah, that used to be the case and it's worked perfectly. I mean, I am involved separately with another power of attorney and that was the case. We all went to the solicitor. It all worked beautifully. They're legally trained. They can read those documents because the wording on the documents is very legal, which is fair enough. This is a very important thing. You've got to be very careful with it. But I don't have a legal background and legal training, and neither does my mother. And we shouldn't need to go through this process. So I'm not sure why they changed the system, what the thinking was behind it. But I have to say it's much more difficult this way.
Maura's with us on the line. I think, Cliona, that is, sorry, your mum, Maura, I should say, is with us here too.
Yeah,
hi, good afternoon, Maura. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. And I have to say, I'm raging as well.
Really?
7 months later, and then they're looking for new information or different information. And do you know how long they're giving us to put in that information? 20 days. Now, that could include a capacity, a statement of capacity from your doctor. I don't know about you, but it's very hard to get a doctor's appointment here within 20 days. Also, talking to people, there was an information meeting about this here in our local library, and I went to it, as did a lot of people that I know, and we all came out more bewildered. The only thing we did was sign up to the register. So I did a bit of a scan yesterday, and I talked to people that I know, and most people did not persevere. They did try, but they didn't persevere. So now I am 73. I don't mind telling you. But people of our age, things happen. Things can happen quickly. And we need to have this in place. And the contrast between, because I also would be a notified person on two power of attorneys. And those people now have Alzheimer's, but their power of attorneys are set up. But for in the past, you went into your solicitor who you probably trusted and who knew you.
Yeah.
Now, and I've talked to people about this, the elderly without online access, what are they meant to do? they may not have a trusted person. Are you going to expose yourself to a stranger? And then if there is an estrangement in the family, every family member has to be informed, whether estranged or not. The website is not user-friendly. And for those in early stages of dementia, these are time-sensitive yeah. periods. And currently, this is taking months to finalise. And our issue is quite a small issue in retrospect, but they are saying we have to go notify again.
And 20 days to do it.
Only 20 days to do it. And they've also altered the criteria for who can give the capacity statement, which to me seems ludicrous, because now it can be an occupational therapist, speech therapist, a nurse. How would I know those people. I don't expect them to declare me to have the capacity to understand.
Well, let's see if we can try and get a better understanding of this. Stay with me, Maura, for a moment. I've Áine Hines is with me on the line. Áine is a senior counsel solicitor at St John's Solicitors and chair of the Law Society Task Force for Mental Health Law and Capacity Law. There's an issue here, Áine, it seems.
Yeah, there really is an issue. And I think that's the first thing that has to happen, is that it really has to be acknowledged. As chair of the task force, we were getting a lot of complaints when the new system came into place about the difficulties for people using it. And we passed on all of those complaints to the decision support services and to government because it's so obvious the frustration that people are feeling, and it is so difficult to manage for a lot of people. Now, I want to say that there has been some positive engagement and that some of the concerns have been taken on board. There's now an expedited process in the DSS, the Decision Support Services, for doing an EPA. But I think the real thing is for people to listen to the complaints. And I think I think the way Cliona describes it, Maura describes it, is very good. You're looking at this as from the position of a normal user, and Cliona is clearly very digitally literate, and she's able to do these things. So I think it really is about listening to those experiences, because everyone should have an EPA. Everyone at any age. I don't want to be the harbinger of doom. That's what solicitors do. We are that. But it can happen. I've seen it happen where people, you know, have an accident or...
This is everyone should have a power of attorney. We should have this
everyone
person.
Everyone should have an enduring power of attorney. Yeah. And that was the purpose of trying to digitise it, in fairness. I think government wanted to...
And we don't want to deter people from doing that.
No, I think they really wanted to make it accessible, you know, and that people could do it themselves. They didn't necessarily have to go to a solicitor. And one of the things that I'd be thinking of is that there is this requirement for a legal practitioner's statement. And if that's removed, actually the process might move quicker. So there's things that we can do working together to try and resolve some of these problems.
Cliona, you're probably at the final point now of trying to pull together the last bit of work that you need for this reply in 20 days' time. I mean, would you be able to meet the deadline for it? Or?
Well, I hope so. I love that. And my mother made that point very well. You know, they're very quick on their deadlines, but we've no idea. Now, they have said to us when we go back in, I don't have to go back into the portal. We can reply to their email with just an email. But we'll be under pressure now to get this, because we all have to get together in the one room. I live in Dublin. My mother lives in Galway. My sister lives in Clare. So, you know, the logistics of that, we'll have to get those moving parts together. And then the statement of capacity, which could be the critical point. So we're under pressure, but I'm sure we'll get it done.
Yeah.
But it's unfair. Nobody should be under this level of pressure. And I would have thought it should have been done.
Well, as Áine said, if it's been digitised, the plan or the hope was that it would have made the whole process simpler and easier for people, but it obviously hasn't been your and your mum Maura's case. Highlighting for listeners this afternoon. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Cliona Hughes, Maura as well. Maura, thanks a million for getting in touch. And Áine Hines there from Chair of the Law Society Task Force.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.